Screen Directors Playhouse stars William Holden, Nancy Gates. Production, Remember the Night. Director, Mitchell Lyson.
This is the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. By Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history. And by the makers of Anacin, for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. Tonight, the Screen Directors Playhouse is pleased to present transcribed a drama at the feet of justice. The motion picture story, Remember the Night, starring William Holden with Nancy Gates. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here is Mr. William Holden.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. For those of you who never saw the motion picture, Remember the Night, I'd like to remind you that it takes place during Christmas week. Now, I know you may think it's odd presenting a Christmas story in the month of July, but believe me, it's timely. For the spirit of Christmas should be celebrated 52 weeks a year. Before we begin, here's Jimmy Wallington.
Thank you, Bill Holden. And now a word from RCA Victor. If you think back just 3 years, you'll recognize the tremendous strides television has made in bringing us finer entertainment. Keeping pace with these advances is your local radio television serviceman. He's your neighborhood community servant, whose job it has been to keep his knowledge and equipment up to date, in order to provide you with prompt, dependable service. If your own set develops trouble, your radio television serviceman will recommend the right parts and tubes to restore it to top performance standards. Now, for example, if you should need a new picture tube, regardless of the make or model of your set, he'll recommend a genuine RCA picture tube. Your repairman knows from experience that an RCA picture tube will give you the clearest, sharpest picture your set is capable of delivering. Yes, with an RCA picture tube, you're sure of enjoying the very best that your television set has to offer. And now the first act of the Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Remember the Night, starring William Holden as Jack Sargent, with Nancy Gates as Lee Leander.
Why are you crying in your beer, Mr. Sergeant?
Who, me?
Bucketfuls. Thinking of home, maybe?
Oh, could be. Gonna see my mother for Christmas.
Now, that's nice. Wish I had a mother. I don't get it. For 51 weeks a year, I don't give the old lady a third. But comes Christmas, I'm bleeding with the milk of human consumption.
Milk of human kindness, Pat Mike. But I'll say this for you. You're the only bail bondsman in New York with a heart.
And I'll say this for you. You're the only DA in New York that's got sentiment.
Ah, now, wait a minute. You got me wrong. Any assistant DA who wants to someday become the big cheese has to have a heart of stone. And mine's solid granite.
Not when Christmas is here.
You want to bet? Come on down to the courthouse with me. I'm going to prove it to you.
What are you going to do?
Convict a beautiful babe, Anna Rose Malone, sometimes known as Lee Leander and sometimes known as a lot of other things, for stealing a diamond bracelet.
You ain't got a chance with a Christmas jury, and you know it.
Well, maybe yes, maybe no, but just watch the little Jack. I'm loaded with tricks today, and there isn't an ounce of sentiment in any of them. Now, just one more question, Miss Leander. In what state were you when you committed the crime?
Right here in New York.
No, I mean, in what condition of mind?
Oh, well, I was hypnotized. That center stone flashed blindly in my eyes. Blue, green, purple, orange. Suddenly the colors faded away, and in a trance, I walked into a hawk shop.
That's all. Thank you. Thank you, Miss Leander. Your Honor, the defendant and her learned counsel, Mr. O'Leary, have brilliantly based their case on the fact that Miss Leander was hypnotized while committing the crime. Now, to me, the hypothesis of hypnotism is an interesting one, but unfortunately, I'm no Svengali, nor the ladies and gentlemen of the jury. The people of the state of New York will require the expert testimony of Dr. Kleinmetz, the psychiatrist, and I'm sorry to say he's spending his Christmas vacation in Florida.
I object, Your Honor.
How can you object to something he's not yet said, Counsel?
Because I know what he's going to say. It's a trick.
With your kind permission, Counselor O'Leary, the state requests a continuance to be granted until after the Christmas holidays when Dr. Kleinmetz will be available.
I object.
Objection overruled. Defendant, Miss Lee Leander, will remain in custody subject to giving a $5,000 bond. All parties in this case are instructed to return to the court Tuesday, January 3rd at 10 a.m., and court is adjourned. Merry Christmas to you all.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney.
You're welcome, Miss Leander.
And you, O'Leary, my lawyer. A fine mess you've got me into. I thought I was going to be out of here for Christmas.
Well, all you got to do is post a bond.
How can I post a bond? I haven't got any more money. And I don't want to spend Christmas in jail. Look, please don't let him do that.
What do you mean you haven't got any more money? What have I been talking for, to hear my own voice?
If you hadn't talked so much, I'd be out of here by now.
What do you mean by that?
Hypnotism. That gag's so old, it's got whiskers. Look, please don't let him keep me here over Christmas.
Well, what could you do if you were out? You haven't got any money.
I could walk around, couldn't I?
Well, it ain't going to be as bad as all that, honey. You'll get a nice little room and a nice turkey dinner for Christmas.
Yeah, never mind the buildup.
Come on, the guard's waiting for you.
How do you like this guy, Mr. District Attorney? He thinks he's taking me to the Ritz. I hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah, same to you, sister. Hey, Fat Mike.
You want to see me?
Yeah. How much will you charge me for a $5,000 bail until January 3rd?
Did they pin something on you, pal?
No, it's not for me. How much?
Well, for a friend of yours, not a red smoke.
I'm not asking any favors.
How soon do you want Miss Leander out?
Right away.
She's out. Hard-hearted jag.
Mr. Sergeant?
Oh, Miss Leander, come in.
Thanks.
Well, what are you doing here at my apartment?
I don't know yet, but I got a rough idea.
Well, I'm glad you're out.
Now, what do I have to do for it?
Well, for one thing, you might say thank you, but if that doesn't fit in with your plans, just skip it. My motives in this matter
were... You know, one of these days, one of you boys is going to start one of these scenes differently. And one of us girls is going to drop dead from surprise.
No doubt.
I suppose you do this with all the lady prisoners.
Oh, my, yes. My life is just one long round of whoopee.
Yeah. Well, you're in a good spot for it.
Wonderful. I merely have to raise my finger and my slightest whim is satisfied.
And I suppose if anybody says no, you just put them right back in the cooler, huh?
That's right. Now, look. When court reconvenes, I'm going to try my best to put you in jail for a long time. That's my business. But you haven't been convicted yet, so I don't see why you shouldn't enjoy Christmas like the rest of us. That's why I had Mike get you out.
And bring me up here.
I didn't ask him to bring you up here.
Then why did that gorilla bring me up here?
Because he's got a mind like a sewer.
Oh, well, thanks.
Now, look, I'm very glad to have been of service to you, but if you'll excuse me...
You mean, I don't have to stay here if I don't want to?
You most certainly do not.
Then I'll stay.
What?
But I won't be forced.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
You know, there's nothing as dangerous as a square shooter. If all men were like you, there wouldn't be any nice girls left.
Look, this is all leading into a very interesting discussion which I haven't time to pursue at the moment. I'm leaving on a trip, and it's quite a drive, and I haven't had my dinner yet, and I...
Oh, you mean you want me to go?
Well, yes.
Where?
Where what?
Well, after all, I was on my way to a nice, comfortable jail with three meals a day and turkey for Christmas. Now, I'm just...
Well, don't you live someplace?
Uh-uh.
Well, where have you been living? In a tree or something?
I had a room in a hotel, but they locked me up.
Oh? How much do you owe the hotel?
$126.40.
Well, that doesn't solve any problems, does it?
Look, why don't you just put me back in the clink? That'll solve a lot of problems.
I'm not sure that I can, and... Well, that wasn't the idea. Have you had your dinner?
Not yet.
Well, come on. I'll buy you that Christmas dinner I cheated you out of, and maybe we can figure out something. How long have you been swiping things?
Always.
Did you ever get caught before?
Uh-huh.
Did you take things you didn't need?
Sure.
In the presence of beautiful things, did you have the sudden, irresistible urge to take them in your hands and hurry away with them?
You mean, was I hypnotized?
No, I mean, maybe you're a kleptomaniac.
Oh, no, they tried that, though. No, you see, to be a kleptomaniac, you can't sell any of this stuff afterwards or you lose your amateur standing.
Yeah. You know, I can't understand it. First you think it's heredity, and then you get some guy with seven generations of clergymen behind him, and they...
No, I don't think you could ever understand. Because your mind's different. You know, right or wrong is the same for everybody, you see, but... Well, the rights and the wrongs aren't the same.
I think your theory is plain nuts.
Maybe. But look, try it like this. Supposing you were starving to death, and you didn't have any money, and you didn't have any food, and you didn't have any place to get anything, and there were some loaves of bread out in front of the market. Now remember, you're starving to death. And the man's back was turned. Would you swipe one?
You bet I would.
That's because you're honest. You see, I'd have a 6-course dinner at the table d'hôte across the street and then say I'd forgotten my purse. Get the difference?
Yeah, you're way smarter.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, we're smart.
Hello, Jack. How are you?
good evening, Judge.
You did a good job in court today. I want you to meet my wife. My dear, this is John Sargent.
How do you do? And this is Miss...
Lee Leander.
Good evening.
Good night.
Well, I guess the judge seeing you with me sort of puts you in the middle, doesn't it?
Could be. I feel like a little boy who's just been caught with jam all over his face. But don't let it worry you. Let's have a nightcap, and I've got to get going. Waiter, a couple of Colonel Beams, and will you have him play my Indiana home?
Feeling sentimental tonight, aren't you?
Look, Lee, here's some money. Call it a loan. Pay it back whenever you get the urge. It's a turkey dinner I owe you and a room and a couple of breakfasts.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. You wouldn't want to dance with me again, would you?
Isn't that asking for trouble? I mean, I might step on your feet again.
Oh, a couple of more crunches aren't going to hurt him at this stage. Why'd you have him play this piece?
Because that's where I'm going.
No. Are you a Hoosier?
Sure, Wabash, Indiana. That is a farm just outside of Wabash.
Wabash, Indiana. No wonder I liked you. I'm from Eltonville.
No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's only about 50 miles outside of Wabash.
Yes, sir.
I'll be darned. I think you had to come here and meet like this. Yes, I go home every Christmas.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mother still runs the farm. She does all right, too. Raises partridges and Poland chinas and...
Gee, we never had anything so swell.
Well, we didn't either until just lately. How long since you've been home?
Never.
Why?
I ran away.
Oh, well, I don't know what the circumstances were, of course.
Not so hot.
Well, time takes care of those things. Folks write you?
I had a letter from my mother when my father died.
Your mother's alive, huh?
I hope so.
Just listen to that music. It does things to you. New mown hay sends all its fragrance. In the fields I used to roam, when I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, and I long for my Indiana home. Lee, how would you like to go home for Christmas? I could drop you off on my way home and pick you up on my way back.
Home? Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like to go home.
And now, here is a word for discriminating smokers.
Hi, folks. This is Bing Crosby. This being summer, I just want to remind you, when you go on a vacation, take along a carton or two of those mild Chesterfields. Yes, sir, vacation time's the time to relax and enjoy life, to do just what you want to do. And what better time can you think of to start smoking Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives you everything you want for real smoking pleasure? Remember, Chesterfields are milder, always milder, better tasting, and cooler smoking. Chesterfield gives you all that, plus the added pleasure of no unpleasant aftertaste. Believe me, that's the biggest plus in cigarette history. So I tell you what you do. Whether you're just getting away for a few days or you plan to get off on a long vacation, you be sure you pack along plenty of Chesterfields. Now, take it from me, Chesterfield's the best cigarette for you to smoke.
Here now is the second act of the Screen Director's Playhouse presentation of Remember the Night, starring William Holden with Nancy Gates.
I guess maybe it's hard to be objective and tough about human beings 24 hours a day and 365 days a year. Sentiment isn't fussy about whom it possesses, and, well, maybe I'm not as tough as I think I am. Anyway, after a hard night's driving and getting lost in Pennsylvania fog and crashing through a farmer's fence and landing in the middle of nowhere and Lee sleeping in the back of the car and me cramped up in the front, morning was very welcome. As Lee awakened, there was a look of childlike happiness in her face. She just didn't resemble the hard-boiled gal who knew all the answers. Well, she didn't look like that at all.
Hey, Governor, where are we?
Oh, right in the middle of a cow pasture. You hungry?
Oh, I could eat the hind leg off a cow.
I could eat the horns. Wonder what kind of food they're serving in jail this morning.
Honey, I've almost forgotten I was going to be in jail.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it that way. The whole purpose of the trip was to forget it.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah. Good morning, Horsey. Hey, Lee, how would you like some nice milk for breakfast?
Would you still know how?
Would I? When I took up the law, Indiana lost the finest milker in seven counties. You just watch me.
Well, what are you going to put it in?
Well, it doesn't seem much choice, this thermos bottle. Say, now, what can I use for a stool? I always have to use a stool. Now, oh, well, get her tail around.
Hey, nice, Bossy.
Come on, boss. Ho, boss, ho, boss. Now, come on, boss. All we want is a pint.
Hey, you! What you doing on my property?
Oh, hello, We didn't know this was your property. You see, we got on a detour
it's
and...
It's posted clear enough, ain't it? There's a sign every 100 feet. Can't you read?
Well, you see, we arrived here in the middle of the night.
Yes, I noticed you busted down my fence.
Oh, I'll be glad to pay you for it.
You'll pay for it, all right. You New Yorkers think you can trespass on people's property, break down their fences, fool around with their cattle, spend the night in the fields with I don't know what...
Say, listen, you filthy-minded...
Listen, you fresh hick.
You save your language for the judge.
And just who's going to arrest us?
You're under arrest now.
Well, where's your warrant or your badge of office?
Don't get cute. I'm a citizen of the United States, and you're under arrest. And if you think you ain't, just try to get away.
Can he do that?
Unfortunately, he can, especially with that shotgun in his hands. Well, what do? Walk?
We'll ride. In your car. Now open that door.
Open it yourself. Good morning, Your Honor. There seems to have been a little misunderstanding here all around.
What's the charge, Hank?
Trespassing on posted property, wanton destruction of a fence, and petty larceny.
Oh, now that's...
What'd they steal?
They was milking one of my cows when I caught them.
Oh, and a little thermos bottle that big.
Nobody asked you anything, young woman. When it comes to your turn, you can talk all you like. What's your name?
Pocahontas Schwartz.
Pocahontas Schwartz. Where do you live?
Roaring Falls, Ohio.
Occupation?
Bubble dancer.
Huh?
Bubble dancer. You know, you want a performance?
Never mind. You, what's your name?
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, New York, New York.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, New York, New York. Occupation?
Steam fitter.
Steam fitter. All right. You plead guilty or not guilty?
May it please your honor. I'm somewhat familiar with legal procedure, having at one time contemplated the law. And
then you shouldn't have broken the law.
Well, it was an ignorance of the fact, your honor.
Ignorance? No excuse.
I'm aware of that, and I'm also aware of what a plea of not guilty means when made by non-residents of the state.
Why, they ain't even married.
Hmm?
I don't know what you mean, even married. You say even married as though married was the least people could be, some minor unimportant arrangement. I appeal to your sense of chivalry, your honor. I take it you're a married man and
spent the night in my field from out of the state.
Mm-hmm.
My learned opponent here, I mean that thug with that shotgun, is trying to inject in this case an element of...
Do you plead guilty or not guilty?
To what?
Being on the wrong side of the law must feel kind of funny to you.
To trespass, destruction of private property, and petty larceny.
What do you settle for?
What did I settle for? You ever hear of contempt of court? I think I'll just remand you to the constable and send you over to the county seat.
Now, wait a minute.
Nothing. I was trying to give you a fair trial, but when men drive girls over the state line as you did, matters worth investigating. Also, when they give funny names like Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. You may think you're dealing with rubes, and I'm going to show you that
I... Fire! Fire the waste
basket! Somebody get some
water. What are you waiting for, Hank? Water! Water!
Where's the fire?
I'll get it.
No, you don't. Come on.
But the office will burn
down. Come on, let's get in the car. Hurry.
Well, that does it. I'm a fugitive from justice. On the way back, I suppose I'll have to duck around through Canada.
Funny you're being a fugitive from justice.
Very funny. But how'd that fire get started? Nobody was smoking.
I was.
You were. Did you throw anything into that basket?
Nothing but a match.
A lighted match?
Well, I guess there must have been some life in it.
Well, did you throw it in there on purpose?
Well, I wasn't aiming for the spittoon.
Now, look, I suppose you know that's called arson.
No. I thought that was when you bit somebody.
Bit somebody?
Well, it's better than going to jail, isn't it? I told you our minds work differently.
Do you realize that that house is probably in flames a mile high?
I hope it is.
Well, so do I. But what's that got to do with the morals of the case?
What have morals got to do with it? You've treated me like your sister.
Okay. On to Indiana. Well, here we are, your hometown, Eltonville.
Hasn't changed much. New drugstore.
Yeah, they creep in overnight.
Over there. Where I went to my first dance.
I went to my first dance in the firehouse.
Yeah, I've been in the firehouse, too.
Do I keep on going straight ahead?
No, you turn left at the next corner. It's about a mile the other side of the tracks. Jack, I'm getting scared.
Now, take it easy.
Please, Jack, let's wait. Well, she might not even live here anymore.
Now, don't be nervous, for heaven's sake.
Will you go in with me?
Well, sure, I'll go in with you. Come on.
See that tree?
Uh-huh.
I fell out of it when I was 12. From that branch right there. See, I was a terrible tomboy. If I'd been a man, I'd have run away to sea. I landed on my head.
Yeah? Hey, that's a better gag than hypnotism. Why didn't your lawyer use that?
I don't know.
You should have had me for your lawyer.
Well, here we are.
Come on now, smile.
Yeah, I didn't mean to knock so loud. Sounds like Mickey. No, it couldn't be.
Shut up, you cur!
Somebody's coming. Gee, you've been sweet, Jack.
What do you want?
Mama? Merry Christmas, Mama.
Come in.
This is Mr...
Sergeant.
Yes, sure. Sergeant.
How do you do?
Sit down.
You're looking fine, Mama.
What'd you come here for? What do you want?
I don't want anything, Mama. It was just Christmas, and Mr. Sargent happened to be driving.
You see, I live just outside of Wabash, and I knew you'd be
glad
to see...
So he brought me with him.
Glad? Why should I be glad?
Good riddance to bad rubbish, I said, the day she left.
Oh, please, Mama, Mr. Sergeant.
Just like her father, she is. Always laughing at serious things she was. Never doing what she was told until she winds up stealing, as I always said she would. Stealing my mission money that I put by with the sweat of my brow.
I didn't steal it. I told you 1,000 times I only borrowed it. I was going to pay you back out of what I'd earned.
But you didn't pay me back, did you? And you never paid me back. And you never paid anybody else back.
How could I after you called me a thief in front of the whole town? Do you think anybody would let me work for him after that?
Oh, we weren't good enough for her here. A decent home, hard-working mother, with a crook for a daughter.
I don't want to rush you, Lee, but we've still got 50 miles to go. Don't you think we'd better be on our way?
Thanks. Goodbye, Mama.
It's been very interesting meeting you, Mrs.
The name don't concern you.
It certainly does not. Oh, now, come on, it isn't as bad as that.
I've forgotten just how much she hates me. And how much I hate her. It's a terrible thing to say, isn't it? Ever since I was little, she was always so right and I was always so bad. Thanks for getting me out. I'll stay anywhere, only not here, not so close to her.
Hey.
I wish I'd broken my neck when I fell out of that tree.
Well, it's a little late to think about that now, isn't it?
You won't make me stay in Eltonville.
No, I won't.
You'll find me a room someplace else.
I will.
Any old dump will do.
That's just what you're gonna get. Only, it's only got one window, and the mattress is stuffed with rocks, and it's got a painting of the cross-eyedest guy you ever saw in your life.
How do you know?
How do I know what? That my grandfather was cross-eyed?
You mean you're taking me home with you?
Sure. Why not?
No matter what you now take for headache relief, we urge you to try Anacin for the incredibly fast relief these tablets bring the next time you're suffering from a headache. Now, the reason Anacin is so wonderfully fast-acting and effective is this. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients in easy-to-take tablet form. Thousands of people have received envelopes containing Anacin tablets from their own dentist or physician, and in this way discover the incredibly fast relief Anacin brings from pains of headache, neuritis, or neuralgia. So the next time a headache strikes, take Anacin for this wonderfully fast relief. Anacin. A-N-A-C-I-N. Anacin at any drug counter in handy boxes of 12 and 30. Economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100. You are listening to the Screen Directors Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival, brought to you by RCA Victor, world leader in radio, first in recorded music, first in television. By Chesterfield, always milder, better tasting, cooler smoking, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And that's the biggest plus in cigarette history. And by the makers of Anacin for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. The Screen Directors Playhouse presentation of Remember the Night, starring William Holden with Nancy Gates, will continue in just a moment after a brief pause for station identification. This is the Screen Directors Playhouse. We continue transcribed with the third act of Remember the Night, starring William Holden as Jack Sargent, with Nancy Gates as Lee Leander.
It seems a shame that we all aren't born with the equal advantage of environment. That some have to be reared by people the likes of Lee's mother and suffer unjustifiably. In one day, the very first day at my mother's home, the transformation in Lee was remarkable. The glow in her cheeks, the smile in her voice, the light in her eyes, every ounce of toughness had suddenly disappeared. This was no criminal helping mother make popovers in the kitchen, and yet there wasn't anything I could do to help her, except give her this week of happiness. Then it was Christmas Eve, and Mother and Aunt Emma and Willie, the handyman, joined Lee and myself in the parlor. The crackling of the burning wood in the fireplace was sending its message of good cheer.
I hope I haven't been too much trouble, Miss Sargent.
Trouble? Why, bless you, child. It's a joy to have you staying with us. Come on, Jack. Play the piano for us.
How do you like that, Lee? I took $14 worth of piano lessons once, and Mother can't forget it.
I can sing. Me, 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 me.
Oh. Lee, dear, sit over here near the piano.
Oh, thank you.
Emmy, you sit over here. Oh. And Willie, over here.
Close harmony, huh? You know, until you've heard me play, you've heard nothing.
Play Swanee River, Jack.
Swanee River?
Yes, and sing it.
Sing it? Okay, you ask for it. Way down upon the Swanee River, far, far away, there's where my heart is turning ever, and there's where the old folks stay. All up and down the whole creation, sadly I roam, still longing for the old plantation and for the old folks at home.
Oh, play one more piece now, Jack.
Oh, no, sir. Not until next year.
Oh, please do. Just one more.
Mother, we've got a guest.
Well, she'd like to hear it, too. Wouldn't you, Lee?
Oh, I can play a piece. I used to play in the 10-cent store.
Oh, that's fine.
I can sing the end of A Perfect Day.
Willie.
Well, I can.
Come on, Willie. Sing it.
Yeah, sing it.
When you come to the end of a perfect day, and you sit alone with your thought, while the chimes ring out with a carol gay, for the joy that the day has brought.
Mother, come on out in the kitchen for a minute.
Please.
Please. Mother.
Yes, dear.
I don't know whether I should tell you this or not, but I don't like the idea of bringing somebody under your roof without you knowing exactly who she is.
Oh, I think I can guess.
What? Oh, no, not that at all. She isn't even a friend of mine.
Why, I think she's charming.
Yes, she's charming, Mother, but unfortunately, she's a crook. And when I get back to New York, I'm going to try to put her in jail. But in the meantime, she didn't have any place to spend Christmas, so...
Oh, the poor lad. John Sargent, why, you do no such thing. That girl's as honest as all outdoors. Why, I can tell by just looking at her face. She didn't really take anything. Oh, you're making a bad joke, aren't you?
No, Mother, I'm afraid it's not even her first offense. But that doesn't mean that she wasn't unhappy and lonely and a human being like the rest of us.
Oh, the poor thing. I hope she's going to enjoy her stay here with us. We want to make her happy.
Come on, the last one to open the Christmas present is an old
Hey, a leather wallet.
Oh, Jack, perfume. Why, I haven't even started that bottle you gave me last Christmas.
Oh, voodoo. Why, that's the same kind you gave her last Christmas.
It is? Well, they told me it was the latest.
Well, I love it.
Oh, look at this nightgown. Oh, isn't it pretty?
That's the latest too, Aunt Emmy.
It's beautiful.
Oh. Why, Jack Sargent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, now here's one for me. Jack from Mother. Ah, sweater, huh? Knitted it yourself.
You like the color?
Oh, I love it, sure. Oh, here's another one. To Jack from Aunt Emma. Oh, my, what beautiful socks. Thanks, Aunt Emma.
Ah.
I'm pretty lucky, aren't I, Lee?
You bet you are.
Say, I'm sorry about the present situation, Miss Price.
Hush your mouth, Jack. There's some other packages over there. See who they're for.
To Lee. Well, you can always depend on Santa Claus. Merry Christmas, Lee.
Oh, no. You shouldn't have gone to all this trouble. Why, it's a pincushion from Mother. Thank you.
Oh, and here's one from Aunt Emmy.
Thank you.
And here's one from... Who's this from, Willie?
No.
Why, Jack, you dunce, can't you remember anything? You gave it to her.
Oh, the perfume. Voodoo.
Yeah, that's the latest.
Oh, thank you, all of you. You're much too kind. I've never met anyone so thoughtful. And...
Why, my dear, it's nothing at all. We're so happy to have you here. And we're so anxious for you to enjoy your stay.
Yes.
There really isn't very much for you to do.
Except tonight we're going to bob for apples. And tomorrow our old gang's going to have a treasure hunt in the snow. And the next day we're going to have a taffy pull. And the day after that we're going to have the rummage sale and the charity buffet at the church. Say, you know, a pretty girl like you, Lee, ought to be a big help.
Why, the men are so tight. We almost have to pick their...
Well, then there's the piece de resistance, the New Year's Eve barn dance.
Oh, it all sounds wonderful.
And that's all there is. Farmers' wives don't die of boredom anymore. They die of heart failure.
Oh, how could you, Lee? Imagine wearing pants to a dance. You'll never land in that way. Women belong in skirts. It's the mystery that gets them.
Oh, but I thought slacks would be easier to wear, Aunt Emma.
Oh, now, this hoop skirt will fit you fine. Here, slip on the corset. It takes a little pulling, but it can be done. Oh. Now, let out your breath.
Oh.
More. Come on. Oh. All right, now hold on to the bedpost. There, now. One. Oh. Two.
Oh.
Three. Oh. Now, how's that feel?
Oh, tight. My, look at the box it was in. Teddy Roosevelt refuses third term. Is this your wedding dress by any chance?
Well, I twiddled around with the idea one summer. I was all right again by fall. I never married. Now, slip the dress on.
All right.
Oh, there.
Why, Aunt Emma, it fits me.
Oh, better than you can possibly imagine. Now, let me check you over. Hair, pumps, gloves, fan.
Lee, Aunt Emma.
Coming, Jack, coming.
We'll hurry.
Oh, land of living. The dance is not going to run away before we get there.
Well, I just don't want Lee to miss the...
Oh.
Well, I'm ready to go.
The beautiful lady in crinoline.
Now, honey, your partner, your corner's all. All join hands and circle a hall, and around and around, around you go. But you're gone wrong the other way back. Chin step out, take a back track. Now meet your own with a right hand whirl.
Oh, look how well they dance together, Lucy. She's beautiful, isn't she?
Yes, sir.
They'd have awful cute babies.
Why, Emma. Emma, Jack isn't in love. Where did you get such an idea?
Fiddlestick.
Well, I tell you they're not. I'm not going to tell you why or anything, but they... Well, they just can't be, that's all. Emmy, you don't know about these things. And if I were you, I...
Lucy Sargent, if you're referring to the fact that I never married, I'd like to point out that you don't have to be a horse to judge a horse show. If
I ever saw two people who were in love.
The operators you made this afternoon are out of this world.
Oh, I didn't make them, Jack. Aunt Emma just said I did.
Oh? Why'd she say that?
Because she taught me how. But I guess she thought if you thought I knew how, that would make everything go faster.
Make what go faster?
Well, you see, she thinks you brought me out here because you're in love with me.
Oh.
Funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you've been very wonderful, Jack. No matter what happens after we get back, it won't matter so much. I'll have some wonderful memories.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the honor to wish you a happy new year!
Well, it's a brand new year, Lee. We're beginning all over again, a fresh start.
I wish it could be. Oh, Jack.
Lee. Sleepy?
No, not very.
You want to come in my room and have a cigarette? It'll be nice by the fire.
Well, I'll be in a minute. I want to get something for my room.
Forgive me for intruding, Lee.
Oh, there's a sergeant.
I've been waiting for you. I have to talk to you. I want to tell you how sorry I am that you're in trouble and how much I hope everything will come out all right.
Oh, I didn't know you knew about that.
You poor child. I never would have mentioned it to you now, only... Well, did Jack ever tell you anything about his childhood?
No, why?
We were very poor after my husband died. In fact, we had nothing. Jack worked his way through college and worked his way through law school. He worked very hard to get where he is today. Very, very hard. And I don't think we should allow anything to spoil it for him now.
I don't see why anything should spoil it for him, do you?
He's in love with you.
Oh, he isn't in love with me. He's never had any more interest in me than some panhandler you'd buy a meal for.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure.
But he kissed you tonight.
Well, I'm not exactly ugly. Oh, he may have a little fever for me, but it isn't going any further, and it hasn't been any place either. He's no fool, Ma. And even if he was, I wouldn't hurt him or you, Aunt Emmy, or even Willie.
Thank you, dear. You do love him, though, don't you?
I'm afraid so.
You know something, Lee?
What?
We're in Canada now.
What about it?
Well, if you didn't want to go back to New York, I couldn't make you. Did you hear what I said?
I heard you.
Well, why didn't you come in for that cigarette last night?
Oh, I didn't feel like smoking. I hope you don't bust out laughing when you look at me in court.
I don't feel much like laughing.
You know, it's funny that of all the people in that courtroom... You were the only one with a heart. You'd think you'd be the last one.
Oh, don't give me any credit. I played a fairly dirty trick on you, and I felt a little bad about it, that's all.
How did you play a dirty trick on me?
By having your case put over until after the holidays, when I saw the jury was going to acquit you for Christmas.
Why, you dog. That was pretty smart of you, all right.
Well, it was part of the business.
Then when that bail guy got me out, it was because your conscience was bothering you, huh?
A little.
And all the time, I thought it was my legs. You were behaving so gently in that courtroom.
Oh, that's part of the technique. You have to handle a woman with kid gloves or you're cinched to lose the case.
You're just trying to make me hate you so you won't feel so bad when you give me the business, aren't you? You are, aren't you?
No. Here's some dough, Lee. Get out of this car right now. It's your only chance.
I wish you'd stop talking
nonsense. It isn't nonsense. I'm not a policeman. It's none of my business whether you go back or not.
Oh, I can just see the fizz on your bail bond friend if he had to shell out that $5,000.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that.
I can worry about it if I want to. A fine district attorney you are.
You know I love you, don't you?
Don't say that.
Why shouldn't I say it? Because some chiseling jeweler claims you swiped one of his bracelets?
I did swipe it.
The jury will tell you whether you took it or not. He got it back, didn't he? Anyway, what you did yesterday and what you do today are two different things. All the state wants you to do is lay off other people's property. And it doesn't care how that condition is arrived at. Once you were with me, you wouldn't pull any of that stuff.
I might.
And get your ears knocked down? Darling, I love you. Come close to me.
Oh, please, Jack.
You do love me, don't you, Lee?
No, no.
I suppose that's why you looked at me the way you have and danced with me the way you did and kissed me the way you did. And why your hand has always found mine and mine has always found yours whenever we're anywhere near each other.
Don't be a sucker, Jack. Naturally, you're a good-looking man and I'm only human. Everything you said about the state not caring or my staying here or how I'd be when we were together is a bunk. You've got to remember how hard you worked to get where you are and how you did all those dirty jobs.
My mother's been talking to you, hasn't she?
And why shouldn't she? She's got something to be proud of. And you've got to be proud and think about it, too. Instead of telling people to jump bail.
Darling, I love you. I love you.
What's the use? Oh, I'd be a liar if I said I didn't love you. Oh, Jack. Jack, it's going to be awful hard losing you.
You're not going to. You know what I wish?
What?
I wish the case was over and you'd been acquitted.
You shouldn't have had it postponed.
But if I hadn't, I wouldn't have met you.
That's true.
So the case is over and you've been acquitted.
Knock wood.
And I'll pull out a marriage license.
Gee.
And we'll march right into the judge's chambers and have him marry us.
You know you're talking like a 4-year-old, don't you?
You know where we're going on our honeymoon?
Where?
Pennsylvania. We'll be the happiest people this side of heaven. People will point at us and say, there's the perfect marriage.
You're crazy, Jack.
Oh, I thought that was all settled.
That was in Canada. People aren't responsible for what they say in Canada. This is New York. This is today, and this is different.
And as my Aunt Emmy would say, fiddlesticks.
Well, it isn't fiddlesticks. In the first place, there's no reason why they should acquit me, and even if they did, I wouldn't marry you.
Don't you love me anymore?
I never loved you.
You were just toying with me?
Oh, shut up.
You'll have to develop more courtesy and respect for your future husband. Or I'll have to resort to some strong measures. A woman, a dog, and a hickory tree. The more you beat them, the better they be.
Oh, quit it, will you?
All right. What?
You know it isn't right, Jack. Can't you just see the papers? District attorney marries girl crook. Why, it only hurt you.
Oh, no.
Don't you remember how that judge acted when he saw us in that restaurant?
But you won't be a crook. You'll be acquitted.
How do you know?
Well, I don't, but I think you've got a good chance.
You wouldn't do anything to make them acquit me, would you?
Well, what could I do?
Oh, that'd be a fine thing.
Look, I better stop on this corner. We're almost to the courthouse. That'd be pushing things a little too far.
Yeah.
Good luck, honey.
Thanks, Jack.
Don't be unhappy.
Well, I'm not unhappy. I'm just confused.
Everything's going to turn out all right.
It's got to come out all right.
You wanted to see me in your chambers, Your Honor?
That's right, Jack. Have a seat.
Thank you.
My boy, you have a great future ahead of you. I wouldn't want to see you wreck it.
I don't understand.
It's very unusual for a district attorney to bail out a defendant and dine with her. It's my duty to warn you that I will not tolerate any tomfoolery on your part. This girl is guilty, and you know it. I expect that you'll do your level best to prove your case.
I assure you I will, Your Honor.
Good. I like you too well to institute disbarment proceedings against you. Now, shall we go to my courtroom?
Miss Leander, you heard Dr. Kymetz describe the condition known as hypnoleptic catalepsis?
Yes, Mr. O'Leary.
Would you say that was the condition you were in at the time you committed the robbery?
I guess so, yes, sir.
That's all.
Just a moment, please, Miss Leander. Now, you said you were hypnotized at the time you left the jewelry store and walked up Fifth Avenue, didn't you?
Well,
Did you or didn't you?
Well, my lawyer said so.
Your lawyer said so. Are we to understand, then, that you and your lawyer do not exactly agree as to what happened?
Don't answer that question. I object, Your Honor.
Sustained? The jury will disregard the question.
Were you hypnotized or weren't you, Miss Leander?
Well, I suppose...
We don't want your suppositions. We want to know whether you were hypnotized or not.
Yes.
Yes, what?
I guess I was hypnotized.
You guess you were hypnotized. First, you suppose you were hypnotized, and now you guess you were. Kindly remember you're under oath, Miss Leander. Do you know what the penalty is for perjury?
I object, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Miss Leander, will you kindly tell us how it feels to be hypnotized?
Object.
Sustained.
How old were you when you started stealing things?
Object.
Sustained.
How many times have you been hypnotized by beautiful jewelry?
Object.
Quite a lot of times.
Please, Miss Leander, don't answer questions after I've objected to them.
Objection sustained. The jury will disregard the question and the answer.
Did you hear Dr. Kainmetz's opinion on hypnotism? Will you kindly answer my question and not keep us waiting here all day? Answer. Answer.
I know what he's doing.
Answer
I know
the
what
question.
He's doing. If
you
don't need a woman with kid gloves, you're a cinch to lose.
Your Honor, if the witness refuses to answer my questions, there's nothing more I can do.
Prisoner will answer counsel's questions.
Your Honor.
Kindly address your answers to me over here.
Your Honor, I want to plead.
Your Honor, I don't believe this young lady as well. I think a 5-minute recess would be...
But I want to plead guilty.
What's that?
5 minutes would be sufficient time for her to recover. I'm undoubtedly responsible for having made her...
Oh, please, Jack.
Your Honor, it is perfectly apparent that this young woman has been made hysterical by what's going on. This is no time to
in
have any kind of
a just a few minutes recess, she's quite obviously in the throes of an emotion during which she's not responsible for what she said.
I'm all right. I just want to plead guilty.
If Your Honor would kindly grant me a 5 minutes recess.
My child, why do you want to plead guilty?
Because I am guilty.
Your Honor, it must be apparent that this is not normal.
Quite apparent. And the state has no wish to take advantage of temporary aberration.
There isn't anything temporary about this, Your Honor. You can see I'm in my right mind, can't you?
Well, in that case, there's nothing more to be said. The court at this time will set January 6th at 10 a.m. as time for passing sentence. The prisoner is remanded to the city jail.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thanks, Matron. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Jack.
You know what you've done, don't you? You realize it can't be undone. You understand there's no appeal, no retrial, no mistrial, nothing but jail.
Yes, I understand. I'll be facing the judge in a few minutes. How long will I get?
How do I know? Maybe you won't get very long, but if you'd kept your trap shut, you wouldn't have to go at all.
There wasn't anything else to do, don't you see? You're so strong and you argue so well. And I love you so much.
And you certainly proved that.
I'd always do what you wanted, even if it wasn't good for you. I'd never have a chance against you, and you'd never have a chance with me, like when you were trying to lose the case. Aren't you ashamed?
Oh, hogwash. I know what you were trying to do. Save little Johnny's career from the bad, bad woman. Well, don't you think I'm the best judge of what's good for me and what I want most in the world?
No.
And when you were making your grand gesture, did you stop to think how much you were hurting me? Do you think I'm going to stop loving you just because they lock you up with a bunch of hikers and hopheads for a few years?
I'm not much better.
You were good enough for me.
Oh, Jack, will you stand beside me and hold my hand when they send me?
Oh, Lee.
Will you?
Of course I will.
Then I won't be afraid. And you'll come and see me sometime, huh?
Come and see you? Sweetheart, I'm going to marry you right now.
Oh, no. But thanks just the same. If you still wanted me afterwards, I'd be all square, and you'd have had plenty of time to think things over. Lots of things.
Silly, wonderful girl. There's nothing to think over.
But your mother, I promise.
We're going to need a witness, a matron of honor, and a best man.
Oh, please, Jack.
And I got them. Mother, Aunt Emmy, and Willie. And they're in the courtroom waiting.
But
there are no buts. We all need you. Willie says he never had a better singing partner, and Aunt Emmy says that you make the best popovers, and Mother, well, she's just as proud of you as I am.
Won't I make a beautiful bride in this denim gown?
Gorgeous.
You know, I'll bet you're the first guy in history who knew he was getting tied to a ball and chain in advance.
And do I love it, and do I love you.
Thank you, William Holden and Nancy Gates, for a charming performance. Our stars will return in just a moment with screen director Mitchell Lyson. Next week, the Screen Director's Playhouse will bring you the delightful motion picture story, Stairway to Heaven. And our stars will be Robert Cummings and Julia Adams. And now here are tonight's stars, William Holden and Nancy Gates.
This may sound like a commercial, but it's meant from the heart. Do you ever get up on the wrong side of bed and want to fight the whole world? Well, the sure cure for that ailment is to run into Mitch Lyson, who directed Remember the Night and a zillion other hits. Not only is he blessed with an extraordinary talent, but he has a sense of humor and a spirit of friendliness to match it.
And I'm lucky enough to be under contract to Paramount Studios, where Mr. Lyson does his work.
Well, thank you, Nancy and Bill. After that build-up, why are we introduced? My name is Mitchell Lyson.
Why, Mitch, when did you arrive, it says here.
Well, now, let's stop reading the script, Bill. You know as well as I do that I spent the day in the studio here watching you and Nancy rehearse. My congratulations to you both for a magnificent performance.
Thank you, kind sir. Well, you know, Bill, I think we can also add diplomacy to the long list of Mr. Lyson's abilities.
And not only that, diplomacy, Nancy, but he's just about the grandest, most wonderful...
Oh, cut it out, cut it out. Keep on, come on, come on. You can't make me blush. Go on. Give me some more.
I love it.
Good night, and come back again real soon on our Screen Director's Playhouse.
Good night, Mr. Lyson, and thank you.
Good night, Mitch, and good night all.
And thank you, Ken.
Remember the Night was presented through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is Ace in the Hole, starring Kirk Douglas and Jan Sterling. William Holden will soon be seen in the Paramount picture Submarine Command, co-starring with William Bendix and Nancy Olsen. Nancy Gates, one of the Golden Circle players, appeared through the courtesy of Paramount Pictures, whose current release is the Hal Wallace production Peking Express, starring Joseph Cotten, Edmund Gwenn, and Corrine Calvet. Mitchell Lyson's latest picture for Paramount is Darling, How Could You?, soon to be released. Included in tonight's cast were Peter Leeds, Byron Kane, Ed Max, Leo Cleary, Martha Wentworth, Jane Morgan, Gail Bonney, and Sam Edwards. Remember the Night was adapted for radio by Jack Rubin. Screen Director's Playhouse is under the production supervision of Howard Wiley and directed by Bill Karn. Portions of tonight's program were transcribed. This is Jimmy Wallington speaking and inviting you to listen next week when Screen Director's Playhouse presents Stairway to Heaven, starring Robert Cummings and Julia Adams, and presenting screen director George Sidney. Listen again next week for Screen Director's Playhouse, one of the weekly features on NBC's All-Star Festival of Comedy, Music, Mystery, and Drama. Listen tomorrow evening for Herbert Marshall as The Man Called X, the Friday night feature of the All-Star Festival.
Tomorrow, hear The Road of Life on NBC.